all the times and what you are doing currently in your life today where you are trusting yourself and you are stressing, you are worrying, you are tired, and ask God to take those burdens off of you. Because Jesus said himself, come to me, all who are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. But today, as you are listening, remember the words that I say, don't rely on self. Don't fall into a religion of self. Stop by grace. I know you listen to this right now, you probably saying, why am I here today? But I'm here to tell you that you were stopped by grace, stop in your tracks, stop to let you know that you were made to be somebody. Renew your mind, know who you were called to be. Stop by grace, listen and learn. Welcome back to the Stop by Grace podcast. I'm your host, Richard A. Irvin, and I'm so happy to have you back once again on that episode. Today's episode, we're discussing the topic of don't fall into your religion of self. Sometimes when you exalt yourself with self so much, you become selfish and not selfless. You become self-absorbed and self, all these kind of things of self. I keep on going with the list of different selves. Religion of self is a totally different thing. John Mark said this the best. He said, self is the new God, the new spiritual authority, the new morality, but this puts a crushing weight on the title self. One was never designed to bear. It must never design itself. It says self is the new God, the new spiritual authority, the new morality, but this puts a crushing weight on the self. One, it was never designed to bear. It was never discovered itself. Become itself, stay true to itself, justify itself, make itself happy. So the thing about it is, it's going to be crushing every time you try to pin yourself. See, self is not dependable. It's not meant for you to put all the weight, all the burden, all the stress, all the responsibilities on yourself. See, we die out. We don't have an internal lifespan to be living forever with all these kind of things. See, self stress itself. I'm keeping going with this stuff. It's just put a tally on the right side. How many times they so stress itself kills us. You think about it. How we live in this world with so much different things that's going on, and we depend on our own mind, our own strength, and our own ability, and yet it tends to go to harming ourselves with poor health, poor mental health, poor spiritual health. And this causes us to not be able to depend on ourselves. Because you look at life in general, God understands how this world is. God understands how life is. That's why in our faith, we have a dependable God who understands our pain, who understands our suffering, who understands all these things that we go through in life. He understands temptation. He understands all these things. We have a personal God who knows it and experienced it for himself. Jesus Christ, who came into this world, suffered, was tempted, had felt sadness, had felt hate, he felt hate. He felt all these things that we personally have in our lives. And he could understand our pain. He could understand our trials and tribulations. So when we go to him, we have confidence and know that he will react in a way that's not negative. He won't push us away. He will come to us, give us the comfort that we need, give us the love that we need, give us the strength that we need in order to endure the suffering, the trials and tribulations. That's the main thing that we can look forward to with a God that we have. But when we tend to do self and have self-religion and trust in ourselves, trust and believe, that strength that you have, that so-called strength, that ability that you have to continue on and all these things on yourself, it won't last forever. It won't last. And depending on people, won't last. You could go to people as well too about how we trust in people with our own ability, with our own strength, with our own lives. It's good to have trust in them, but that should not be your reliability on them. You should not depend on them. The only person that should be dependent on another person is a child dependent on the mother or father. And that's how we should treat God. Everything that in our lives that we depend on, that's around us, we should trust in our Father, the one that gave us everything, the one that gave us the strength, the one that pays our bills, the one that provides to pay our bills, the one that provides the food in our refrigerator, the one that provides the air that we breathe, the one that provides life that we live. We trust in Him. There's no point in trusting in man. There's no point in trusting in ourselves. We have a loving God, a loving Father, who provides all these things, a limited supply. We have to realize that we have a Father who has a cattle on 1,000 hills. We have to realize that we have a Father who created the whole world and the universe. We have to realize that our God is the creator of life. We have to realize these things, that we walk in faith, knowing that we can trust in a reliable source, in a reliable God, and not ourselves. So let's take a moment and just think about all the times and what you are doing currently in your life today, where you are trusting yourself and you are stressing, you are worrying, you are tired. And ask God to take those burdens off of you. Because Jesus said Himself, "Come to me, all who are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest." Because He knows the toil and the things that we go through in our lives. He wants to give you that rest. Give you that comfort. Give you that love. Give you that woosa. He wants to give you these things. But in order for you to do that, you have to release it and allow God to be in control. Don't fall in to religion of self. It's pointless. At the end of the day, you continue on to toil and stress yourself out and worry and worry and worry. But today, as you are listening, remember the words that I say. Don't rely on self. Don't fall in to religion of self, but fall into God's arms, fall into His love, fall into His presence, fall into Him, that when you go towards Him and have trust in Him, knowing that He is the God that provides all things that you need. He's the one that does it. He's the one that sustains us. Continue on walking in His walk, walking by faith, knowing that He is the God that we can trust, because He's trustworthy. He's reliable. He has been faithful from the ages of time. So remember these words. Don't fall in to a religion of self. Let me read this verse right here. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. Whoever trusts in any on mine is a fool, but who walks in wisdom will be delivered. Do we really need to be told not to trust in our own minds? The writer says, yes, because we want to trust ourselves. And because in our days of parody, wise people constantly tell us that high self-esteem brings success. So Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26, it says, whoever trusts in their own mind is a fool, but who walks in wisdom will be delivered. In this world, it tells us to trust in ourselves, trust in our own mind. And we have to remind ourselves this because we want to trust in ourselves. And we want to rely on our own minds. Because the world tells us that we have high self-esteem, high expectations, or all these things, it will create success. Think about that. And it's so true. Because you can I can recall being a young man who heard the words saying, you can do it. Trust in yourself. And all these things like that. Every time I continue to trust in myself in my life, I can reflect on time I trust in myself, with my addiction, with my careers, with my work, with my teaching, with my life in general, period. I fell over and 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 over again. But once I realized I had to rely on myself, God gave me the ability. He gave me his strength. He gave me his wisdom. He gave me his knowledge. He gave me his understanding that I could be able to stand against any principalities, anything that tried to harm me, any trial or tribulation, any temptation, anything that comes my way, in my dwelling. I'm able not to trust in myself, not in my own ability, but trust in the Lord. That's the joy that I have a personal God who I can rely on, who is faithful in all my circumstances. So as you're listening right now, know that you are able and capable only because God is the one who gives you the strength and the ability. Don't fall into self-religion. Don't fall into religion of self, but fall into your Father's arms, knowing that he is faithful to give you all the things that you need. And the only reason you listened to this, the only reason you was here, because you was stopped by grace.